As we get into this next part of this, as we were singing, I had to smile to myself because I got asked how long the message was going to be. I said 10 minutes, 10 minutes, and then thankfully they looked at me and they said, "I'll just say who it was. It was Ben, the drummer. Anybody that know him?" He looks at me. He says, "Okay, 10 of your minutes or 10 of my minutes?" And I can't see the clock, so I have no clue. So let's see how this goes. As we just spend a moment considering what tonight is about, and I hope you've been blessed already with the worship, but let's just take a moment to consider what the Word of God says. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are told, "An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means 'God with us.'" As we're here tonight, I want us to understand that the manger is only the beginning of this truth that God is with us. We celebrate this moment when Jesus, who is God in the flesh, enters into this dark, broken, fallen world. As we are here tonight, we can proclaim that he has come. He is among us. He is one of us. But again, this is still only the beginning of God being with us. See, the manger that holds the Son of God, as we look back, the manger that holds the Son of God sets under the shadow of the cross. Jesus, who is Emmanuel, had been born to be our sacrifice. Scripture says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world," not by being born, but by choosing to die in our place. He is our Emmanuel, who entered the darkness as the baby, not to abide in darkness or not to abide with darkness, but to destroy it. By his birth, life, death, and resurrection, God extends the invitation to anyone who hears and accepts for him to be their Emmanuel. By faith in Jesus, we have eternal life, bound together with God, knowing that the baby in the manger now reigns as our Savior and our Lord. He is exalted in power. He is worthy of our praise. It is with our lives surrendered to him that we walk in the grace and the truth of what it means for Jesus to truly be our Emmanuel. My question for us this Christmas Eve, as we have gathered together, is, have you taken hold of this gift? Are you resting in the promise of Emmanuel being God with us? Let me share just a couple of amazing things about what it means to have Jesus be our Emmanuel. God with us means he is our comfort. When Jesus is truly our Emmanuel, when we surrender to him, we are not alone. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He is with us always to the very end of the age, which is a promise from his own lips. He is the great shepherd that guides us and protects us and provides for us. He corrects us and he comforts us. He is our ever-present help. He knows and understands our struggles. He looks on us with compassion and desires for us to know that he is with us. The darkness, of course, is still in this world, but the everlasting light of his presence always reminds us that he is here. See, the presence of Jesus brings peace and joy and comfort to those that are willing to abide within his tender embrace. He comforts those who choose to have a relationship where they rest in him and live pursuing his righteousness. He is our comfort when he is our Emmanuel. But God with us also means he is our strength. Jesus as Emmanuel is not a passive thing. He is not just some observer of your life or some cheerleader cheering you on or a genie that we make wishes to. He does not sit back watching us, hoping that we endure under the burdens of life. And Jesus is not someone who simply rushes in to fix the messes when we make them. No, he is so much more. He is our source of strength. He is our victory. He is our Lord. Why? Because he takes that which is lost and he makes us found. He takes the broken and he makes them whole. He takes hold of the orphaned and he declares over them that they are a child of God. He is the giver of life and he is the sustainer of it. Everyone that abides within Emmanuel, this name given to Jesus, this title given to Jesus at his birth, everyone that abides in Emmanuel is able to proclaim, I can do all things. Not because of ourselves, but because of God who is with us. He is our strong tower. He is our refuge. It is Emmanuel that brings us the confidence to stand firm in our faith. This baby who was born in the manger is truly mighty God, Prince of Peace, and sovereign over all things. The king who reigns is mine, and I am his because he is my strength. He tells me in his word that no weapon that is used against me will prosper because the God who is with us is also the God who actually abides within us. He holds us in his hands, and he never lets go. This is Emmanuel. And God with us means he's also our celebration. The call of celebration is declared in the old hymn, Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, who ransoms not just Israel, but all who call upon his name. This is the promise of the gospel. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. This is Emmanuel. All that receive him and believe in his name have been given the right to become children of God. At his birth, the great company of angels appear in the sky, and they declare peace, favor, and glory. But what's amazing is the promise declared at his birth is actually the promise fulfilled through his death on the cross and his resurrection. God with us has taken away the sting of death. God with us has stripped death of its victory. He has broken the chains of sin, allowing our wickedness to be replaced with his righteousness. This is Emmanuel. Jesus, who came out of the grave, announcing the curse is no more for those who surrender their lives to him. This is why we are called to rejoice, to sing praises, to shout. Emmanuel left behind the perfection of heaven to enter the mire of darkness, sin, and death so that he could raise us to glory. The victory is his. And it is given to those who abide in him. We celebrate because the baby born to save is now the king who reigns. Rejoice because of the Savior that was born in Bethlehem is also soon the king that is coming back. We look back to celebrate his first coming with Christmas. But tonight, I encourage us to also celebrate with anticipation the fact that he's coming again. He is our celebration. This is Emmanuel. I would like to share with you just a quick thing that Charles Spurgeon said concerning Jesus as our Emmanuel. The great theologian Charles Spurgeon said, God with us, this is hell's terror. Satan trembles at the sound of it. Let Satan come at you suddenly, and you whisper that word, Emmanuel, God with us. Back he falls, confounded and confused. Satan trembles when he hears that name, God with us. It is the laborer's strength. How could someone proclaim the gospel? How could they bend their knee in prayer? How could the missionary go to a foreign land? How could the martyr stand at the stake? How could the confessor acknowledge his master? How could people labor if one word were taken away from them? Emmanuel, God with us. He is the sufferer's comfort. He is the balm of our woe. He is the alleviation of our misery. He is the sleep which God gives to his beloved. He is our rest after toil. He goes on to say, God with us, Emmanuel, this is eternity's sonnet. Heaven's hallelujah, the shout of the glorified, the song of the redeemed, the choir of angels, the everlasting proclamation of the great orchestra in the sky. Emmanuel, God with us. As we've come out into the cold this evening, I ask the question, do you know Emmanuel? Do you know Jesus? If you do, then glorify him because he is your comfort. He is your strength. He is your reason to celebrate. He is your Savior and he is your King who has saved you from your sins to make you one of his own. You are living the promise of Emmanuel. God is with you. You are his beloved. You are part of this eternal sonnet. Heaven's hallelujah. You are the redeemed. Sing and shout because you have been made new by his glory. Because the King of all was willing to set aside his place in heaven to be born the baby we worship and remember tonight. If you do not know this Jesus, I bring you good news. He is wanting to be with you. That promise of Emmanuel, his invitation is open. His gift of salvation is ready. All that is required is for you to take hold of the gift. Receive him. Confess your need for him, that you are a sinner in need of Jesus as a Savior. Believe that he died for you and rose again, so that you could be forgiven and your sins paid in full. Trust him as your Savior and your Lord. Call on him to be your Emmanuel, God with you. This is why he came in the first place. Not for us to have some simple, beautiful holiday and a reason to gather together. No, he came to save that which is lost. This is why he was born. And this is the beautiful thing about Emmanuel. And this is for whether you know him or you don't this evening. This is the whole point of him being with us. Jesus does not want to simply improve your life. But Jesus longs to actually bring you life. Are we ready to receive him as Emmanuel? Through the prophet Isaiah, God declared this: the people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Jesus announced, I am the light of the world. He is that great light, and whoever follows him, he promises, will not walk in darkness, but instead, we will have the light of life. Jesus was born as the light of the world and offers to be the light of our lives. Tonight, as we worship the arrival of the light, our Emmanuel, our Son of God. And as we move on with our time together, we're going to take a moment and we're going to have the lighting of candles as we spread this out. And this is what I ask. I'm going to ask Rob if you want to come up and get ready with the guitar. This is what I'm going to ask. As Rob gets ready, I'm just going to ask for just a moment. I'm just going to ask for 30 seconds or so. Would you just please just bow your heads where you're at? And I'm just going to ask you to spend a moment. And if you have received this light into your life, if you've received him as Emmanuel, I just want you to spend a moment giving praise and thanks. But I'm going to take the chance that there might be some here that maybe this is confusing. Maybe you've heard it for the first time. Maybe it's, this is just that silliness that they talk about in church. But here in a moment, we're going to have people come up and they're going to light their candles off of this Christ candle, which is representation of Jesus taking his light and passing it on to us. And then they're going to go down through the congregation and they're going to light your candles and you're going to pass it one to another. And this is a beautiful representation of what Christianity is all about. Jesus came to be the light of the world, and he passed his light to his first followers, and then they passed the light of Jesus to the next followers, and they passed to the next, and they passed to the next. And the beautiful thing is we wouldn't even be here tonight if it wasn't for we can't even number the amount of men and women that have chosen to spread and share the light of Jesus. And so as your candle is lit, I encourage you that if you have faith in Christ, celebrate that in a moment of just worship and prayer as your candle gets lit of what that means, that you have a direct connection to the very birth of Jesus. But I'm going to encourage, if maybe there's some of us that, again, this is foreign to us, I'm going to ask you just to have your candle lit. And if you're ready to say, be my Emmanuel, then do that. It's a conversation between you and him. But what I would ask you is simply this. If you're still seeking, be willing to at least ask him the question or ask him to show you, saying, Jesus, if this is real, show me. He's up for the challenge. If this is real, show me. But that's what we're about to do as we share the light of Jesus with one another. So I'm just going to ask you, take a moment and just of prayer where you're at, just 30 seconds of worship or just seeking him. But just take a moment in prayer where you're at. I just want to take a moment and intercede for any of us that are in need of your comfort, your strength. For those that need a reason for a celebration. Let's call it how it is. Life is difficult. There are those that have gathered here tonight and they need to have your tender embrace. I ask you. Lord, there are others that need your strength. They've come to the end of themselves, and Lord, they just need to know that you are with them and behind them. Lord, I pray that you encourage them to. But Lord, for all of us, I pray that we celebrate, that you give us a reason to celebrate tonight. Because you are our Emmanuel. You have not left us. You are with us. You are ever present. You will never forsake us. Lord, you don't ignore us. You never leave us behind. Lord, we are victorious because of you when we choose to put our faith in you. So, Lord, I pray that you fill us with that celebration this evening. That we will be full of joy, knowing it was all because you were willing to come and be born. Live a perfect life, to die for us, and to be risen from the dead, to give us life. Give you the praise, Jesus. We exalt you, for you are worthy. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Can I have those that are going to help with the candlelight come forward? If everyone else would just have your candles ready, what we're going to do is I'm going to have them light their candles and then just work their way down. light who is on the end. And then I'm going to ask you to light one another down the rest of the way. And as we do that, we're going to wait until we get close to the entirety of the congregation to have their candles lit. And then we will sing Silent Night together as we close our time together. But I'm going to ask, would you guys come? And as representation, as I said, them receiving the light of Christ into their own lives, and then taking it out into the world to share with those around them. The Savior which has been born. You are the Christ, the Messiah, the only way of salvation, Lord. We proclaim that tonight with no part of us being ashamed.
Jesus, the love that you have for us, I pray, will just pour out on each person here, Lord, as we prepare to go home and continue on with our activities for this time. Lord, let us not lose sight ever at any moment that we are leaving this place as people filled with your light. And Lord, it is our responsibility to share that light and to continue to shine brightly for you in the darkness. Lord, again, give us comfort and strength to do it, and let us celebrate as we see how you work in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. But we give all glory to you, Jesus. It is all to you. We love you, and in your precious name we pray. Amen.